Today's Bible reading is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4. It says, "Once again, Jesus began teaching by the lake shore. A very large crowd soon gathered around him, so he got into a boat. Then he sat in the boat while all the people remained on the shore. He taught them by telling many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across his field, some of the seed fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plant soon wilted under the hot sun, and since it did not have deep roots, it died. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants, so they produced no grain. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they sprouted, grew, and produced a crop that was 30, 60, even 100 times as much as had been planted. Then he said, 'Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand.' Later, when Jesus was alone with the 12 disciples and with the others who were gathered around, they asked him what the parable meant. He replied, 'You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God, but I use parables for everything I say to outsiders, so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. When they see what I do, they will learn nothing. When they hear what I say, they will not understand. Otherwise, they will turn to me and be forgiven.' Then Jesus said to them, 'If you can't understand the meaning of this parable, how will you understand all the other parables? The farmer plants seed by taking God's word to others. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message, only to have Satan come at once and take it away. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represents others who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things, so no fruit is produced. And the seed that fell on good soil represents those who hear and accept God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as been planted."
Thanks, Mark. So before I give you instructions and we go into the prayer stations, I thought I would just talk about one thing that really sort of sticks out in that parable. And to be honest, there's a lot of things that stick out in that parable, but there's one thing in particular that really stuck out to me when I went to Tesco's to try and get a visual aid of some seeds. I actually had some difficulty getting these because it's the wrong time of year. And that in itself says something. I was charging around Tesco with like three or four different types of people. They handed me over to one person, then to the other, then to the other. And eventually, I managed to get this packet of seeds. So if anyone wants this, let me know. I don't have a garden, so I don't. Okay, seeds. The thing about the seeds is, I mean, you know, you don't just scatter them. You read on the back. It has very clear instructions. This is actually one of the only ones that you could plant in August and September. The rest have very specific times. Generally, it's May, potentially earlier, potentially a little later. And when you read the back, it sort of says the type of soil you need, how much sunlight you need, whether it's an indoor plant or an outdoor plant. It gives you lots of information because planting seeds actually requires very specific conditions for them to thrive and sprout. In the passage, the sower is throwing seeds indiscriminately. He's scattering them. What is he doing? Surely he knows that the majority of these seeds are not going to have much chance of sprouting. A really strange and curious question. Sometimes people answer this by saying, well, back in those days, that's how they sowed seeds. I assure you, you can go back a very long way. That is not how they used to plant seeds. they wouldn't have stood much chance of agriculture if they just chucked them around anywhere and expected them to grow. And actually, this problem becomes more pointed when you think in the first century, when Jesus was talking to these people, these seeds, it says he's a farmer, it says he's looking for crop, could be the difference later on in the year between a full belly and a hungry family. So, what do we learn from this passage? What is Jesus trying to say to his listeners here? The point is that God, in his overflowing grace, sows seeds in unpromising ground. Sometimes he sows seeds in unpromising ground. I don't know about you, but often I feel like unpromising ground. I know there are areas of my life where the seeds planted in me will mean that I am unpromising ground. And it's not as if those seeds aren't precious. There's a saying from a second century theologian, one of the early church fathers called Tertullian. And he says, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. I'll repeat that again. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. Now, I'm sure most of you will know that in the first and second century, those martyrs, those people that suffered and died, would have been very vivid and would have remained in their memories. And the point that Tertullian is saying is that in order for him back in those days to be able to sit there and say that, many people, the martyrs, will have had to give up their lives and sacrifice themselves and shed their blood. And the same is true for us. We know that many people have sacrificed a lot through God's calling so that we can stand here, sit here today, worship and listen to the word. And of course, Jesus himself, God's only son, shed his blood so that we could have the word. So those seeds aren't just, you know, they're not sort of 70p or whatever from Tesco's. Those seeds are precious and valuable. Yet God still sows them in unpromising ground in us. As it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that all who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. Jesus, God gives his best for us. He gives us his best and sows it in even unpromising ground like us. You look back at church history, you see people like St. Augustine, inflamed of lust, thorns of lust choking him. You see people like Paul, who's kind of like radical kind of interpretation of sort of zealous interpretation of the Old Testament, was perhaps like Satan, the birds plucking away seeds on the path. All unpromising ground, but God sowed his seed in it nonetheless, and they did produce fruit. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go around in the prayer stations. So we have in that corner there, the birds. And what I want you to do is we're going to have sort of two sort of things you can pray about. You can either pray about yourself and about your own challenges that you face in your life. Or you can go and pray about other people that you might know and who particularly sort of that station reminds you of them. Okay? So in that corner, it'll be the birds. And what I want you to do is I want you to pray against attacks that seek to tear your faith away from you, and also for friends that might be receptive to the word but who have that seed plucked away. I know I have lots of friends who, you know, whenever you talk to them about Christianity, it's sort of, that's a personal faith. And what they mean by that's a personal faith is that's your personal faith, but I don't really want to talk about it. It sort of gets plucked away, that sort of interest. Or, you know, maybe they think, I don't know, religion causes wars, or, you know, these types of things. Satan plucks that seed away from them. The rocky ground. This is where if you want to pray for yourself, you can pray for deeper roots, that your faith will be strongly rooted in study of the Bible, prayer, and the Holy Spirit. Or perhaps you can pray against the trouble and persecution that may be affecting of yourself, other people you know, or other people in the world, in you know, worldwide Christianity. We talked earlier about the martyrs. There are a lot of people that are suffering for this word. Pray that they'll be strengthened. In this corner, we'll have thorns, and you pray against thorns in your own life that threaten to choke your faith and prevent you from bearing fruit, or you could pray for others you know who you know are facing thorns. And finally, we've got the good soul in that corner, and you can pray that you will be good soul and bear fruit, And perhaps you might want indication from God about what that fruit might be. And also you can pray that other people will also be that good soul and they'll also be receptive to the word. So this will be very personal. It'll be hopefully quite relaxed and chilled. Four Corners, just feel free to wander around at will. We'll have about 10, 15 minutes. If there's anyone you want to pray with, please feel free to go and pray with them. Or if you want prayer, please speak to somebody and we'll find someone to pray with you. If there's anything specific that you want prayer about, we'll have about 10, 15 minutes and please go around and pray in those prayer stations. Afterwards, if you still want to pray at any of the stations, you're welcome to. You can also come to the front and we'll have anyone wants prayer, then we'll get someone to pray with you. But just to summarise, sometimes you may feel like unpromising soil, but God has sown his word in you nonetheless at great cost through Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to finish by reading this quote, which is from St. Augustine. He was talking about this passage. And then we're going to have Nico and the band come and finish off some worship. So this is the quote. Be changed while you still can. Turn up with the plough the hard-grown ground. Cast out stones of the field. Pluck the thorns out of it. Do not retain that hard heart from which the word of God can quickly pass away and be lost. Do not have that lightness of soil where the root of charity can take no deep hold. Do not choke the good seed which is sown in you with the lusts and cares of this world. For it is the Lord who sows, and we are only his labourers. But be the good ground. Thanks be to God.